Hey there, welcome to season 3, episode 7, the one about easy energy. Now, we are into our last couple of episodes in this season, and just a reminder, there is always a week hiatus between each season dropping. So, just a reminder, if you're wondering next week, where is the episodes? That's why. But today, I want to talk about how to identify energy leaks in your business. And this is something that I have been noticing probably for most of this year, that there are things that just don't feel good, don't feel aligned. And that's the energy leak, right? Anything where you find yourself kind of procrastinating is always a really good sign that you've got an energy leak in your business. So procrastinating, moving something on your to-do list to the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day, right? So moving stuff along. Or when you sit down to do it, you really struggle to do it. These are all kind of flags that you want to pay attention to. So, like, these are yellow flags. Now, why would you want to worry about this stuff? Like, you're probably sitting there thinking, well, this just sounds like normal stuff in a business. But here's the thing. If we're trying to do the things that are just simply easy and fun for us, then if something isn't feeling easy and fun, then why are we doing it? Like, that's the constant question that I'm always asking myself is, if this is not easy and fun, why, like, legitimately, why am I doing it when I am the boss of this business? Right, there's nobody that I report to. So if I don't constantly kind of ask myself and answer that question, if it's not easy and fun, why am I doing it? Then I only have myself to blame if I end up in situations where things just aren't easy and fun. So yes, there are definitely things in our businesses that we have to do, and I'm using air quotes, but those things can also be handed off to somebody else, or in the age of AI, automated. Or at least there is lots of options for help. So I wanted to share exercise that you can do to help you discover energy leaks in your business so that you can get back to the things that are simply easy and fun for you. Okay, what you're going to do is grab a piece of paper and a pen. You can do this on your computer as well, but honestly, I do find writing this down, like the physicality of it, actually works better, but you do you. So you're going to sit down and you're going to ask yourself this first question. What do I notice myself consistently procrastinating on? Because it's the consistency that gives you kind of the indication that potentially there is a leak. So jot that down, right? What do I notice myself consistently procrastinating on? So that's question one. Question two, where do I notice that I'm just consistently move something to the next day on my to-do list? Or what keeps coming up on my to-do list that I never tick off? Right. So that's the second question. And then thirdly, where do you feel things just aren't easy and fun? Right. So we've got to ask, we've got to jot that down. And then what we're going to do, we're going to go back through all of that and ask yourself why and let yourself sit with that. This is where I would recommend doing JST, just sit there. If you're not familiar with this practice, I'm just going to kind of walk you through it now. So just sit there is a practice where you set a timer for a minimum of 30 minutes. This doesn't work for any shorter length of time. It does need to be 30 minutes. It's a mindfulness exercise, and here's what you want to do. You want to get yourself into a quiet space. The first time that you do this, follow these directions, and then I'll give you another option once you've done this a few times. So you can get yourself into a quiet space. Nobody else can be around you. So this is not something that you're going to do out and about. You need to do this in your own space. So get yourself into your bedroom, wherever. Shut the door. Then what you're going to do is set a timer for 30 minutes. Now, most of you are going to probably grab your phone, and if you're wearing a smartphone, you're going to take that smartphone off. You're going to set that timer, and then you're going to put it on the other side of the room. Because if you don't, then your monkey brain is 100% going to get you looking at that watch. So watch, mobile phone, whatever it is that you use to set your timer, other side of the room so that you're not able to touch them. Then you're just going to sit. Literally, you are just going to sit there for 30 minutes and you're going to do nothing. Now, here's what's going to happen. The first 5 to 10 minutes are going to be pretty uncomfortable. You're going to have a whole bunch of thoughts coming at you. Things like, why am I sitting here? I could be doing this. Or then you'll start, a whole list of the things that you need to do. And all of that's going to take place within that first 5 to 10 minutes. But if you stick with it, once you get to kind of minute 12, minute 13, it will start to quiet down. And what you're going to do is just not attach to the thoughts. You're just going to let them, drift past just like a cloud. And then what's going to happen is you can start to sit with that question of why. Why am I procrastinating about this thing? Why do I keep moving this item on my to-do list? Why is this not easy and fun? Like, you're going to literally have that list that you just wrote down, and you're going to ask yourself that question, why? And then you're just going to sit there and you're just going to allow things to bubble up. Now, I do find having pen and paper handy. So, absolutely jot down whatever comes to you, but don't force it. Just sit. That's the whole purpose of this, is to just sit there. Now, once that timer goes off, you're free to go pick up your phone, do all the things. If you want to do this on a regular basis, then I do encourage you to try and do this for an hour. It's mind-blowing what happens if you do this for an hour. So that's the process, that's the exercise. I highly recommend that you go through and do this to identify those energy leaks. And once you identify them and you understand why, then you can switch into problem solving and going, okay, how can this be easy and fun? That is the question. How can this be easy and fun? And then follow what feels easy and fun. And if that means giving it to somebody else to do, then so be it. Figure it out. You're the captain of this ship, aka your business. It's always up to you to decide. And I find that empowering and scary at the same time, not gonna lie. But if you don't do this, then you're going to continue to get exactly what you're getting, and you're going to be doing things that are out of alignment, aka not easy and fun. So hopefully you go ahead and do this exercise. And once you've done the JST exercise a few times at mindfulness, you can do what I call active JST, where you have headphones in and you might be listening to music or whatever, and you actually go for a walk, or you go out in nature and you sit down. Same rules apply, no looking at your phone, no doing anything. You set a timer, you're still going to do that, but now you're actively moving. That is my preferred JST, and I typically love to do that by going for a walk along a river or along the beach where possible. Or in nature works really well and grounds me at the same time. Your choice, you get to do that however you wish. So, thanks so much for joining me for this simple success session. If you loved what we talked about today, I would love to help you figure some more of this out and help you work out what easy and fun actually looks like for you. And we can do that via the feedback loop. Now, you can learn all the details about that by going to hustleandgroove.com/feedback. And I have heard people say it's kind of like having your business bestie in your back pocket. And I would love to be that for you. And remember, your business does get to be easy and fun. You just have to decide to make it so.